Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy hump day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swacker. It is the 7th of September, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. And I promise we're going to keep it Apple-free because there's going to be an Apple overload coming Friday's installment. Notice I didn't say Thursday. Yeah, sorry. There won't be a Thursday show again this week. I'm sorry. But we'll get you caught up on Apple on Friday. Anyways, let's get into today's show. Let's not think about that now. Kicking things off for your Wednesday installment, LG's new V20 Android phone. Now, those of you not familiar with the phone, well, it's actually the successor to last year's V10 smartphone. This is actually one of these type of phones that's built for power users and even audiophiles out there. And just like with the V10, you're going to get a unique design, so LG is saying. Looks pretty much like any other smartphone nowadays. But it's going to be sturdy. It's got a great camera on board and audiophile-grade music playback. One of the nice features popping out of the box with the new smartphone is it's running Android 7.0. Yeah, you guessed it, Nougat. Now, other than these other little bells and whistles that LG is promising you, you get a 5.7-inch QHD IPS LCD display. But on top of that, you get a nice little tiny little screen at the top edge of the phone. Yes, an actual little tiny second screen. That's going to show you app shortcuts, notifications, and little gimmick thingies. On top of that, you get the Snapdragon 820 processor. You get 4 gigs of RAM and 64 gigabytes of storage. Now, we don't know the pricing on this thing yet, but we do know it's going to be coming out and rolling all over the world. One thing we do know for sure, if you're into pink, yep, that color is going to be available, along with dark gray and silver. Here's something that might concern our U.S. listeners. AT&T is about to get a hold of some drones and start controlling them. Now, no, AT&T is not getting into the drone business, but what business they want to be in is being able to be the network that actually has all the drones on it. And to do that, AT&T is gearing up to test drones on its LTE 4G network. Because we all know the limitations of Wi-Fi, yeah, you can't get so far on that. Basically, what AT&T is going to do is figure out how they can ensure drones stay connected to their network. That way, you can get your food, your pizza, whatever else we can think of that's going to be falling from the skies here in probably a couple of years or more. AT&T's drone flying network is going to get started off this month, actually, at Qualcomm's San Diego headquarters. Yep, AT&T, got to update your slogan now. AT&T, reach out and drone someone. Speaking of things coming out that are basically unmanned here in a few years, let's talk about those cars that have nobody behind the wheel. Ford has actually announced now that it wants to put a fleet of fully self-driving vehicles on the road by 2021. Now, we know Ford ain't the first of the game, although they're talking about a fleet of these things. Uber actually upped the ante by rolling out that semi-self-driving Volvo SUV in Pittsburgh. And we all know General Motors kind of sitting there going, yeah, we got a good idea. We're going to get there just to give us time. Ford is hoping, though, by getting these cars out by 2021, they're hoping to bring autonomous driving to urbanites who don't own cars, and they don't really want to either. Thinking the fact that, hey, I don't have a car, I don't want to drive, well, maybe you don't have to drive now, thanks to this oversized death trap. And finally, the scientists and researchers are back at it today in front of their desk thinking, I wonder how the Earth and life was created. Well, researchers over there at Rice University say about 4.4 billion years ago, a Mercury-like planet just smashed right into Earth. And by doing so, giving our planet life-giving carbon. As for the longest time, geoscientists have actually struggled to explain how life was able to arise on Earth, given that most of the planet's carbon should have either boiled away during the planet's earliest stages or became trapped within the Earth's core. But apparently somebody just rose out of their chair one day and said, you know what, something must have hit us. After the researchers were done playing in their playground, results showed that carbon could be excluded from the core and relegated to the Earth's mantle, provided that the iron alloys in the core were richer in either silicone or sulfur. You know, a whole bunch of little scenarios had to get together. So in the end, yeah, they're saying, yeah, that's how life was created. Something smashed into us. Funny enough, that's probably how life is going to die, too. Something will just smash into us.
that.
If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BTN's official website, BritishTechNetwork.com, the place for all the great BTN shows. While you're over there, get subscribed. And if you love what we're doing here on the BTN Network, I haven't said it in a long time, consider donating to our patron fund. Your donations help keep all of this content free and keeps the BTN Network up and running. So if you love what we're doing here at the BTN Network and you can't support us, it would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And of course, all you wonderful, fine folks out there that are donating to the network, thank you so, so much. We would be lost without you. Also, don't forget to follow the British Tech Network on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Find us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And join up with our BTN community at our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. Now, yes, I said at the first of the show, the news show, there won't be a Thursday installment. I'm very sorry, and I know it sucks because we got an Apple event coming up. Unfortunately, it landed here on a Thursday for me here in Manila, so I'm going to have to get you caught up on Friday with all the best Apple news, because that's probably all there's going to be, really. Meaning we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours, but until Friday comes, if you look up into the sky and the sun is going away and it's getting a little dark, don't worry, that's just Mercury coming to kill us all. Have a great hump day, and thank you very much for listening.